This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a foundational truth to the Christian faith and the Christian's life. If you take the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his resurrection away, you do not have Christianity. So it's good to periodically reflect on that glorious theme, the empty tomb. Job declared in chapter 19, verse 25, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth." One of the earliest archaeological remnants of the Scriptures ever found is Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15:3, "For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." If that glorious declaration is not true, Paul said in verses 17 and 18, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep or died in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men." Having just celebrated Easter Sunday, I trust your faith in this foundational truth is strong and firm. If it isn't, let me remind you of what Paul said in Romans 10, 9 and 10. "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and arose victorious over death, and confess that faith to God and others. Then rest assured that you are saved for time and eternity.